It's so beautiful, baby. Or should I say, it's snow beautiful. Hey, never leave a good pun go to waste. You know, I hope this keeps up for Christmas Day. I hope the snow gods and goddesses conspire. I really do. I love the magic. And whoa, look, it's coming down too. Stick your tongue out. Come on, get some. Come here. Oh, I love sharing snow with you. And look. It's like we're vaping. Or is it just because we're both so hot? Bow chicka bow wow. I love you so much. All right, I'll stop now. Actually, I won't. So let me teach you a little Irish. Do you want to learn some? All right, repeat after me. Tá an snagda ag titim. Good, very good, nearly there. But it's snagda. Say snagda. Yeah, now, tá an snagda ag titim. Yeah, that's it. Well done, baby. It means the snow is falling. Ag titim means falling. No, it won't get too heavy. It won't get much heavier. And it will be home on time. Well, yeah, the weatherman said that it's going to ease off, so. Oh, I know, honey, don't worry. We'll be back in time. The snow gods and goddesses will be kind. And besides, we've Mitchell and tires, like, they won't fail us. No, we'll get back. Trust me. But in the meantime, look at that. Talk about a winter wonderland, huh? Isn't that gorgeous? Hmm? Just like you. I think we better head back, will we? There's icicles on our noses. Come on, before a white walker gets us. Hey, this is the Celtic Highlands. Anything can happen. Come on, we'll have some soup and then we'll head home. We'll get you back to civilization. Come on, let's go. Oh, baby, this is a fucking blizzard. And that weatherman is a plonker. Oh, come on. Shit. We can do this, baby. Come on, we haven't got far to go. Baby, I think we need to forget about the shopping plans. Yeah, that is heavy. Taunch knocked egg titum go trummanish. The snow is falling heavily now. Yeah, we'll be okay. We just have to stay the night. Or two at most. No, we never see more than 2 days of snow here. Not in a row anyway. It could be gone by the time we wake up in the morning. Well, I can't be sure, but I do know that this is a freak blizzard. But it's okay, though. We've got supplies for the night. We've got some logs. We've got some food. And we've got each other. You're stuck with me, baby. Do you promise to warm my bone? I mean bone. Jeez. Take a look out the window. It's more snow than Conor McGregor's nose has seen. Bad. And it's getting dark too, huh? Okay, let there be light. Oh, shit. Oh, I think the fuse is gone. Yeah, let me go check. Hang on.
Baby's tripping.
All right, we need to act. We haven't got much time. Let's grab the candles. Come on, quick, quick, honey, help me. Oh my God, what a disaster, huh? When it rains, it pours. Sheesh, one thing after the other. But it's kind of romantic, isn't it? Oh, I know, baby. I know it's a little nerve-wracking too. But we are going to be fine. As I said to you, this place doesn't get heavy snow often. We'll be fine, I promise. It'll pass. We've got blankets and candles and some logs to get us through the night. Huh? And all we need to do is wait for the thaw. Are you cold? Oh, baby, come here, come over. Come on, come closer, sweetie. There you go. This couch is made for us. Nothing like couch spooning. It always gets me. Baby, why is snow just like sex? Well, you never know how many inches you're going to get or how long it's going to last. Baby, why is snow just like sex? The hotter it gets, the wetter it gets. You know, every reaction deserves an equal reaction. Back in that booty end. Calls for hot neck kisses. Come here. My warm breath on your neck. Does that give you the shivers? Mm. Baby, you could melt an igloo with those moves. Bean snorting and a cabin with you is kind of hella sexy. I wrap my arms around you, pull you in really tight to me. Turn around to me, baby. Turn around and wrap around me. Oh, come here. Oh my God, are you trying to cause an avalanche here or what? Oh, naughty girl. Can you imagine what would happen if we tried to get it on outside, huh? Oh, yeah. He'd probably shrink a lot, yeah. He's not too fond of the cold, like, eh? It's his kryptonite. You might have a hard time trying to, you know. So this man meets a girl at a party, and they go back home, and things start to heat up. So he takes his shirt off, and then he washes his hands. And then he takes his pants off, and he washes his hands again. And after watching this for a few minutes, the girl says, "I bet you're a dentist." And he's surprised and he says, "That's correct, how do you know?" And she says, "Well, you keep washing your hands, so I figured you're used to it." So then they go on and they get it on, you know. And afterwards she says, "You know what? I'm willing to bet that you're a very good dentist." And he said, "Oh, how can you tell?" And she says, "Well, I didn't feel a thing." So that's what it would be like if we went out in the snow. No, not sex with a dentist. It wouldn't be like that. It would be like when that Irish guy threw a housewarming party in his igloo. Disaster. Luckily though, we are inside. And it's warm, and he's so big and brave at the moment, as I'm sure you can feel. And if we get things to heat up a little more, I'm sure the snow gods and snow goddesses will conspire to make an even bigger thaw. We just need to create a lot of heat to help them out. Do you think we can manage that? Sexy. Mm.